were wondering, what would happen if you merged Borat with Rufus Wainwright and maybe a little Kurt Vile? Well, it might sound something like this.
And I will ride back into the light with those who die by a black pig's guiding light.
That unique sound belongs to Timor and the Dime Museum, a five-piece chamber orchestra featuring viola, cello, accordion, guitar, and bass, and fronted by Timor Bekmesunov. The LA Times calls him a riot with a stratospheric voice. Hits magazine says with his dark goth manner, lopsided haircut, and sickly pallor, this incredible Brian Ferry-ish tenor could well be cast in an upcoming Twilight sequel.
Tomorrow your bones will be a silkworm in a jar, and I shall wear you as a disguise.
The band is out with a new album, X-Ray Sunsets, and Timor Bekmesunov joins us from the Argo Studios in New York. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having me here.
Well, first of all, we should say that the reference to Borat is to Kazakhstan, which is where you're from. How recently are you from there?
I've been in this country for about 15 years. From Kazakhstan, I went straight to Kansas, and I spent 4 years there.
How? Why? And, wait, just you have to tell us. Why does someone go from Kazakhstan to Kansas?
Believe it or not, I studied English there, and I absolutely fell in love with the state and met this wonderful, lovely woman, Delora, who eventually became my close friend, supporter, who took care of all my crazy ideas and helped me on come to life as a performer.
Yeah.
And we essentially formed kind of a family, and she did a legal adult adoption.
Well, wonderful, because from there, you went to the California Institute of Arts, and in fact, the Dime Machine is others who graduated from the California Institute of Arts. How would you define the sound that has emerged?
Well, the sound is very interesting because influences come from so many different directions. One of them you, of course, mentioned, Rufus Wainwright, Nick Cave, and early work of Coil. But it didn't start like that. It started with the opera and my classical background. I had a degree from New England Conservatory, and I just was getting involved in the contemporary opera music scene, and I'm still, of course, involved in that.
Well, in fact, I'm going to jump in to say that you worked with the L.A. Philharmonic Orchestra, the Opera Boston, others. And let's just listen to a little of that part of your life. This is you performing a voice cycle from the Songs of the Bad Moisen by Carol Szymanowski. Let's listen just a little. Obviously, you have the opera chops, Timor. But then you mentioned Rufus Wainwright, right, as an influence. He's also a friend. What is this thing that has emerged in your voice?
Well, I discovered that I can use my voice in so many different directions that often you're not allowed to do in classical opera, even contemporary opera, new music. And I love playing with different extremes of the voice, high and low, falsetto singing, which is kind of where Klaus Nomi influence comes in. We're kind of a post-punk screaming opera, if anything else, than classical opera. And I'm sure you can hear the contrast.
Well, you mentioned Klaus Nomi, the late German tenor, a big influence on your music. Also a former collaborator with Christian Hoffmann. You perform a lot of his material. Let's listen to one of your recordings, Total Eclipse, which might show some of that influence.
Fall out, nobody left to crawl out. If someone calls, we're all out, turning into French fries. Lost dance, let the entire cast dance. Do the dismembered blast dance. As we get automized. Total eclipse, just a total eclipse, just a total eclipse of the sun.
Okay, now, when you performed this song on America's Got Talent, Timur, one of the judges said that he'd never been to hell, but after hearing this song, he thinks he has.
Piers Morgan actually said that, ironically, you know.
Yeah, well, take that, Piers Morgan, because...
I didn't sign the petition, but I...
Oh, the one that wants him to deport now over his gun comments. But it's a terrific cabaret sound.
Well, absolutely, and this is kind of our grounding, our foundation that came from this intimate aspect of that. And there's probably more of this alternative indie quality. And that's, again, another point of evolving and trying to find a new sound.
This is your idea of the future of opera. You call it reform opera. Let's listen to another recording from the CD, X-Ray Sunsets. This is Kiss the Phantom.
I looked your heroes in the eye and kissed the phantom. Their broken fingers will take on a message to kiss the phantom.
Timur, what are we hearing in everything that is Kazakh? Have you been catapulted from that, do you think? I mean,
I think so, because early on in Kazakhstan, I had my full musical training. I had 7 years of music schooling, and I think it's definitely ingrained in me to the point where I can now actually go into the songs and I can perform them in my own way. And, you know, growing up in Kazakhstan, I remember those Kazakh nomadic folk competitions. I remember my grandfather was participating in those. And I think that's kind of left something in my subconscious, for sure. And I think on stage, I try to do the same thing. There's just, like, no limits, and I continue to expand the frame of reference of our audience.
Yeah. Well, and you bring all of that to your covers of songs like Jay Hawkins, I Put a Spell on You, or David Bowie's Life on Mars. Let's listen.
Take a look at the lawman beating up the wrong guy. Oh, man, wonder if he'll ever know. He's in the best-selling show. Is there life on Mars? Is the life on the Mars?
That's Timur Beknosunov, lead singer for Timur and the Dime Museum, their new album, X-Ray Sunsets. We'll go out with another song, Until the Break of Dawn. To hear other selections, to see videos, go to hearnow.org. If you're in New York, you can catch them at the Prototype Opera Theater and Music Festival. That's through January 19th. We'll have more information on that as well. Timur, thanks and best to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
By the way, have you met Borat?
Not yet. I'm hoping to. I am the Borat.
I would love to be a fly. To be a fly on that wall. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay, so that woke you up. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Have a wonderful weekend, and please join us again here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.